Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. The Minneapolis-St. Paul and Sault Ste. Marie Railroad, more commonly known as the Sioux Line, formed in 1884 and became a significant part of Northwoods' history. Although the company was primarily a freight railroad and was never one of the nation's great passenger railroads, it nonetheless provided passenger service to the Northwoods with a branch of its Laker passenger train. The Sioux Line reached Rhinelander in 1886 and pushed on rapidly to Sault Ste. Marie, reaching that terminus late in 1887. In Rhinelander, the Sioux Line built a depot, water tank, and roundhouse east of Thayer Street. The Sioux Line offered Northwoods residents passenger service to Minneapolis-St. Paul with connections available to Chicago. The first passenger train pulled into Rhinelander from Minneapolis at 3 o'clock p.m. on November 23, 1886. It was a special train of two locomotives pulling six Pullman cars and a dining car for 42 dignitaries. The railroad representatives were welcomed by a civic committee, a band, and a crowd of several hundred people, and then whisked off by sleigh to view the mills and to a fine reception at the Rapids House. 74 years later, the last Sioux Line passenger train passed through Rhinelander, and the contrast with the first train was striking. Automobile culture had overtaken the United States after World War II, and fewer people were relying on passenger trains to get around. In the 1950s, small carriers like the Sioux Line suffered heavy financial losses on their passenger lines, and by the end of the decade, the writing was on the wall. The Sioux Line appealed to the Interstate Commerce Commission to discontinue its passenger service through the Northwoods, and in 1960, the request was granted. At 1:40 a.m. on March 6, 1960, a small handful of people braved the sub-zero cold to watch the last train pull in from Sault Ste. Marie. Train number 7 was running late, but when it arrived, it consisted of a single locomotive, a mail car, a baggage car, and a single coach. A woman and her daughter got off the train in Rhinelander, while a lone man, headed for Minnesota, boarded. A second ticket out of Rhinelander on this last Sioux Line passenger train was punched for Woodboro, but it was never used, as it was purchased by a railroad memorabilia collector in Iowa. As the last Sioux Line passenger train departed the Thayer Street Depot at 1:55 a.m. on that frosty March morning in 1960, there was no civic committee and no band. Only three rail yard workers and a few residents were on hand to witness the end of 74 years of Northwoods Railroad history. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.